Chapter 7. Idolatry and Reflections on Idolatry. Humans for so long thought this body was the only truth, that they created many powers to pray and worship to. Somewhere along the way, we lost faith in ourselves and lost the belief and knowledge that we can change ourselves. Our priority was this physical existence, and it became increasingly important to make this life wonderful somehow. Maybe increasing our wealth or status or some such thing would bring happiness? So we began to look outside of our hearts for answers. We have been seeking for powers outside the individual for salvation, for material benefit, and for physical satisfaction. We thought if we prayed to these entities that somehow we would and could be satisfied. We very easily gave up the belief that we could change our suffering hearts and ourselves. By giving up this belief in ourselves, we began the continuing cycle of worship. It became natural for us to create a deity of salvation, of money, of power, to look to for help in our lives. We were never satisfied at looking within ourselves for the answers to our struggles. We never wanted to change our dark hearts because it seemed that the easiest way out from our suffering was to look to these false gods and energies to ease that suffering and increase our physical satisfaction with life. Mankind created religions because they were suffering. There was pain and darkness, and they needed someone to turn to. So we created gods to pray to, worship, and idolize to try to save ourselves and alleviate the pain and emptiness in our hearts. We gave up belief in ourselves. Our history indicates that we have never really believed in this true consciousness of warmth. Therefore, we have created many false gods and energies in our hearts that supposedly could save our suffering selves. The fact is, no one can save your suffering self except yourself. We denied the fact that we could heal ourselves and return to warmth. We thought we had to create these other religions, powers, gods, to take away our suffering. We gave them tokens, empowered them so they could bring us happiness and truth, and alleviate our pain. This is why we created so many religions. We willingly believed in something other than our true selves. We abandoned the idea that happiness is found within. We didn't know we had the ability to save our own selves. If we had known what we were capable of, that is, able to save and embrace our own suffering selves, we would have saved ourselves long, long ago and returned to Mother's consciousness. Once you believe that something other than yourself can bring you happiness, you will never understand the truth of Mother's warmth. Do you understand? I say to you that you will never have true satisfaction in your heart and your life unless you believe in your warmth, the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. Unless you believe in these vibrations of warmth, unless you meet your true consciousness, you will never be truly satisfied or happy. Obviously, idolatry is the worshipful feelings you have had toward any deity or energy, such as Allah, Buddha, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, etc. There are also more abstract forms of worship people have to money, power, psychic ability, etc. For this part of reflection, you need to decipher and identify the worshipful feelings you have been using presently. The thoughts you are using presently are also thoughts you have used in your past, By looking at these worshipful selves, you will see how many false gods and energies you have worshipped. These are obstacles in your way of understanding the truth. You must realize that you have been controlled by these energies. Once you realize in your heart that you have been controlled by these energies, you will be one step closer to understanding your true warmth. Reflections on idolatry is something everyone must do, whether you have embraced a religion in this lifetime or not. You have had so many lives where you have worshipped many gods and other powers. Idolatry doesn't only extend to God or gods, like I have said before. It is also your worshipful thoughts towards money, power, authority, fame, intelligence, etc. These are all things that mankind has treated with reverence. We have placed these items on a pedestal, hoping to attain happiness and satisfaction with this material life. Everyone has much worshipful energy in his or her heart. Please acknowledge this energy so that you may accept it and move forward in this study. I wait here patiently, asking you to look at these hearts diligently, without haste. I know that once you break through this impediment, you will come to know the true warmth in your heart. I am waiting for this. Gods, Allah, Buddha, Jesus Christ, Amaterasu, energy of power, of money. The longer you hold on to these energies, the longer it will take you to find the truth within your own heart. If you cannot release these dark energies, you will not be free to change. You can never be free to believe that your heart is warmth and consciousness. The longer you harbor and protect these worshipful energies and deities in your heart, the longer it will take you to search for the truth in your consciousness. You will not be allowed to search for the vibrations of warmth within, because every time you try to turn to the warmth, your heart will be stuck in the ingrained habits of relinquishing its own power to another source, another god, or another energy. However, once you release these energies from your heart, they too will be happy that you released them, for they too long to return to Mother's warmth. Our purpose is to return to the wonderful heart of warmth we all are. You can only know the truth within yourself if you do reflections on idolatry. If you fail to identify these worshipful energies, then you cannot release these energies within your own heart. If you fail to identify these worshipful energies, then you cannot release these energies within your heart. Consequently, you will never find the truth in your own heart. You must release these dark energies from your heart. You must acknowledge that you have always been beseeching these gods for money, health, beauty, fame, family harmony, etc. Otherwise, your heart will hold on to this energy of worship eternally and will never be free to find the truth in your heart. Release these energies from your heart. Communicate with these energies that it is time to return to our true consciousness. I believe, as you are simultaneously doing Mother's reflection and Mother's meditation, as your warmth becomes larger, that the energy used towards idolatry will follow the warmth. You will embrace those praying and treating worshipping selves. You will embrace them and they will become light, and your heart will release these energies as you become one with your warmth. It is so important to do the reflections on idolatry, and if you don't do it in conjunction with reflections on Mother, you will never be free from the energies that are binding your heart. If you don't do reflections on idolatry, you will never truly understand this warmth. Release the energy from your heart. You need to release these prayerful energies in your heart. See that you have this energy in your heart, or you won't be able to find the truth within. Can you understand this? It is difficult and simple at the same time. Reflections on idolatry doesn't have to be anything difficult. Please write a little bit every day. An example. You can write about how you gave up the power within yourself and how you sought for powers outside yourself to bring yourself happiness. This is what reflection is about. Why did you give up the power of believing in yourself? Through worshiping these other deities, what did you think you would gain? Please reflect on the following. What was your motive for pursuing these religions and or beliefs? Salvation? Curing disease? Wealth? Harmony in the home? Power of some sort? Once you reflect and see that you use these gods or false energies for happiness, you will see the power you have given to another entity. If you don't do this reflection, you will be trapped in the cycle of thinking you believe and know this warmth of which I am speaking. But all the while, you have only tapped into the same energy as always. Buddha, Jesus Christ, etc. Peel away the many layers of the beliefs of other energies you are harboring. You need to peel away those thoughts one by one to realize you have never encountered these true vibrations of warmth before. There isn't a person on this earth who hasn't believed in one of these gods or energies for salvation, health, wealth, or power. Only when you understand that you have had those energies wrapped around your heart can you become free to do this study wholly and understand the warmth of Mother. Only when you realize the thoughts and hearts you have used toward these worldly goods and gods will you comprehend how wrong you were. If you do not reflect on these motivations, you will never know the truth of the consciousness of Albert. Tomokichi Taike. I want you to look at what thoughts you have had. I want you to look at what thoughts you have had toward these different gods and powers. How did you worship them? What did you hope to gain from them? You must seriously think about these questions and give honest, deeply thought responses. Please be honest with yourself. When you realize what thoughts you have been using towards these powers with your brain, you will understand in your heart the obstacles preventing you from meeting your true warmth. You must peel back these layers of idolatry you have utilized in your everyday thoughts. You must peel them back to expose your true consciousness. Don't condemn yourself for falling prey to these gods and powers and disregarding your true self. You have believed in your physical body for so long. It is only natural to seek aid and direction outside of yourself. Once you reveal all the layers of your worship you have had in your heart, you will truly come to know your true existence, which is the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. Now is the time for you to reflect deeply on these worshipful thoughts. Please don't let this be an obstacle for your understanding the warmth. When you relinquish the belief in your warmth, in this energy, you threw away the chance to change your suffering heart. Idolatry does not enable someone or something else to save you. If you can't save yourself, then no one can. Only your true warmth can change your suffering hearts. This is not a religion. Religion is an organization. It is an organization feeding on faith and idolatry. Its true mission is to empower itself while disempowering you. You find faith within people and ask for people to cling to it, for it will do X. Religion is based on worship, and this study is not a religion. It is none of those things. It is only the truth. I speak only of the truth of your existence. No one can save you but yourself. No one has the ability to save you but yourself. No one has the power to eradicate the pain and suffering you have created. The tendency to worship X is something no one but yourself can remove. Always remember this. No matter how much you pay or pray to your gods, they cannot take away pain and suffering. Only when the pain and suffering you have created yourself encounters your true warmth will your heart be lighter and brighter. Darkness and pain can always change to energy of warmth, because at its core is a heart that hasn't forgotten its warmth. The warmth isn't something that ever goes away. Please remember, it never goes away. It is always within your heart, sitting right there staring at you in the face, waiting to be rediscovered. I don't want you to believe in another power to bring you happiness any longer. I want you to believe in yourself, and that you have the power to relieve your own suffering, sadness, and solace. You have the power to make yourself happy and free. You can be loved. Through loving yourself, you will be loved. Once you believe you have come to know your true warmth, the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, continually reconfirm that it is your true consciousness. Sometimes you may believe you have found your warmth in your heart, but what you have really done is replaced one of your old gods with the name, warmth or consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. Be sure that you are not replacing the warmth and joy of your false gods and energies with the true warmth that we all are. Be mindful of this. I want you to release all the energies or idolatry from your heart.